The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 11. This is letter number 3439. Baruch Hashem, dated the 4th of year, Tavshin Tezvav. This is a dated to Rav HaChosid, and with the title of Moreinu Shlomo Chaim Sheyichye Kesselman. He was the Rabbi Mashpia, the Yeshiva in Kfar Chabad, in Lod, whatever there was at that time. And he was basically asking the Rebbe, how important is it for the students to travel to Miron and Lag BaOmer? The way he writes it to the Rebbe, we'll see the Rebbe addressing it. You know, they kill a week of learning until they travel, till they come. I guess it wasn't their end. Is it that important and the Rebbe, as usual, is also very conscientious, not only about what you do, but how it's going to be interpreted, how people are going to look at it. Sometimes you have to do things because of maris ayin. Shouldn't be misinterpreted. People shouldn't, you know. If the tradition the Rebbe always followed, if everybody used to go to Miron, then, you know, don't stop that, because it's going to be misinterpreted. People are going to say, oh, they're not going to Miron, they don't care about it. You have to balance it. But the Rebbe says in a balanced way. Let's see what the Rebbe writes. Dot, dot, dot. I don't know exactly what that's hidden behind the dots, but Ba'anigeya, the Rebbe says, as you're asking about traveling to Miron and Lag BaOmer. So the Rebbe says, since this has been the tradition in the past years, it's not worth it to go ahead and negate it. And then this will allow for other interpretations. Why? And some of them will be not good interpretations. Maybe, you know, if they don't want to do it because it takes away too much time from learning, but that's not what they're going to say. They're going to say people are going to interpret bad things. Rebbe doesn't say what. Oh, they don't care about Miron. They don't care about the Arab. Whatever they're going to say. But the Rebbe says, on the other hand, you don't have to. The entire yeshiva, and with all the Rosh Yeshivas, the Rosh Mesiftas, everybody doesn't have to go either. So the Rebbe says, keep it balanced, you know, don't. And then the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that you write that a whole week is going to be wasted from the learning. So the Rebbe says, in these cases, the quantity is the quality. Which means you don't have to spend a week in Miron over there. It's just the quality, just to be in Miron. If anything, go for a little bit. You don't have to waste a whole week of learning to go to make this trip. So basically the Rebbe says, if that's what they have been doing, don't stop him right now. However, doesn't have to be everybody traveling there. And certainly the Rebbe says there's no reason to waste a whole week of learning because of this, because it's not how much time you spend over there, it's the main thing to go there. And it's not the quantity, but it's the quality. And therefore, of course, don't waste a week of learning. That's certainly not helpful. All right.